Welcome to the free take-home prayer experience. We're going to spend about 20 minutes interacting with God about the things going on in our life. Take a few minutes right now to invite God into your prayer today. Tell him that you want to hear from him and that you want to understand what freedom really looks like. You have an enemy, and this enemy wants you to believe lies about yourself. The Bible calls him Satan, which means the accuser or the adversary, and he accuses us all day long. Spend a few minutes right now asking God to reveal to you any area of your life where you're believing a lie of the enemy instead of the truth. Then spend time telling God that you don't want to believe these lies, but instead you want to receive the fullness of what he wants to give you. In the Bible, a man named David wrote a song of praise to God, saying God had brought him into a spacious place. He had rescued him because he delighted in him. We're going to spend a few minutes right now asking God to show us what a spacious place would look like in our work, in our relationships, in our home, in our dreams. Ask God to show you what a spacious place means to you right now. And then ask God to bring you into a spacious place.
Give me the ears to
You have a freedom fighter. He fights for your freedom even when you're not willing to fight for your own freedom. This freedom fighter is strong enough to handle anything that can be thrown at him. Right now, we're going to spend a few minutes just telling the freedom fighter that we are thankful for what he has done for us. Tell Jesus that you want to receive the freedom that he has won for you. God's freedom flows through us. We are not only called to receive freedom, but once we are free, to fight for the freedom of others as well. Spend some time right now thinking about the people in your life and ways in which you need to be fighting for the freedom of others. When we begin to experience freedom, we also experience joy, and gratitude often accompanies joy in our life. Right now, we're going to spend a few minutes telling God the things that we're grateful for, the things that we're thankful that He has done in our life. Spend a few minutes simply expressing gratitude to God. Thank you. Remember, prayer is not something that you need a special CD or a special room in order to do. You can simply talk with God casually throughout your day.